True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ground ball, right side, base hit, right field. Tucker around third. He's going to be held at third as the throw comes in. And now Seiya in a rundown between first and second. And he's going to be tagged out. Holding at third on the play, Kyle Tucker. And that's the second out in the inning. A base hit to right. Betts hit the cutoff man. And Suzuki thought he could go to second.
We're back with more Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce Levine and David Haw on Sports Radio 670 The Score and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to Inside the Clubhouse, second hour here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. David Haw, Bruce Levine talking baseball. That was a highlight from the scores. Pat Hughes last night, Seiya Suzuki caught in the middle, thought Kyle Tucker was going to score. Didn't happen. The Cubs didn't score any runs. 3-0 losers to the Los Angeles Dodgers. They're back at it tonight. Ben Brown against Roki Sasaki. And time now to go to the scores hotline, the Circa Resort Casino hotline, CircaLasVegas.com, where we find Cliff Floyd from the Marquee Sports Network. Good morning, Cliff. How are you?
Good morning. How y'all feeling?
Doing okay. Let's start with what we learned last night. Not necessarily the 3-0 loss to the Dodgers. That was the bad news. Maybe the worst news was the concern now mounting over Justin Steele's arm situation. He's seeking a second opinion on the elbow tendonitis. How should we interpret this news? What does it mean when a player seeks a second opinion?
Well, I think he just wants reassurance, right? And Bruiser can attest for that. He sees these guys a lot. And I think, you know, it's just one of those situations, man, where, you know, you can see it on his face. And we've been talking about it on air about, you know, just he seemed off. He's always looking up. You know, you can kind of go by some of his reactions to just him not being able to hit the spots that he want, that he's frustrated. And when you first get the initial the news, you know, you always want that second opinion just to make sure everybody's on the same page. And when you think about the rotation and what he means to it, I mean, these are huge losses that you can ill afford to lose, you know, to have when you want to win a division. But, I mean, you look around the league, the Yankees started the season with it, the Mets started the season with it. Teams have adversity, and you got to deal with it, and somebody got to step up from, you know, whether it's down in the minors or you go, you know, outside the organization, whatever the case may be. But, you know, you got to figure it out and figure it out quick.
Cliff, how often do players and teams have discussions about injuries that they don't agree on and that it comes out a little wonky when we hear it in the media and we pass it on to the team fans and everyone else? How often is it, you know, one of those situations where I'm hurt, I'm not hurt, we think you should do this, you think you should do that? How often does that occur? Because I remember, you know, during your career, you went through, you know, one really significant injury that kept you out a long time. And I'm wondering what your experience was with other players as well going through this stuff.
Well, I think the biggest thing, Bruiser, is, man, you gotta really trust the, you know, trust what, you know, what you hear. You gotta make sure that you, you know, because every player, you almost have to sort of save him from himself, right? Like I want to play, right. And you got to protect me. Like, well, I was looking at, you know, in the post game notes with Dave Roberts yesterday talking about Freddie Freeman, and he was like, "Look, no, I'm not going to play you right now. You know, I'm just not. I feel comfortable putting you out there in other situations. You got to protect the players from themselves, because we'll lose our minds." And then, you know, when you go seek these, you know, opinions, and you go seek, you know, what's going on, I mean, you have to make sure that the diagnosis is on point. I mean, this is not just a season, your career. And if you keep pushing, guess what? I mean, you can not only just end the season, your career could be cut short. So you have to be on point, precise about all the information received, dissect it, and then figure out what's the next major move you're going to make, because that executive decision that you make at the end of the day is essentially your career on the line. So it's always tough. I always say I hate when, you know, I hate bruising. You know, I hate this the most. When they say a guy's going to be back in 2 weeks, how the hell you know? Like, you don't know.
You know what I mean?
Like, it's just,
I agree.
Like, the body is going to go through so many trials and tribulations, and then you got to get ready not just to face double-A pitching, the best of the best. You know, or flip it, you know, from a pitcher standpoint, the best hitters of the best. So until that happens and you're on point, it everything has to be A+.
So Justin Steele will be out indefinitely. Let's agree on that. We don't know how many weeks it will be, don't know how many months it could be. If you're the Cubs, Cliff, you know this organization, you know the roster at the major league level, you know what they have in terms of prospects at Iowa. How do they progress without Justin Steele in the short term?
Well, that's, you know, for me, it comes from within, Doug. I think that they're in a good situation. I think once you get some guys back healthy, you can extend the bullpen a little bit. You can think about Cy. You can think about Wicks. You have to look at what's going to give you a chance to give you a quality start. That to me has changed drastically since the days I played. And then your bullpen has to be on point. So I look at this as we were talking about earlier, the preparation of what we have in-house, I don't think you could ever foresee Justin Steele, because I don't think coming out of camp, and Bruiser, you can tell me more, because I didn't go to camp this year. Like, I wouldn't have been concerned about Justin Steele. So that might throw you off or derail you a little bit, but you always have to prepare for this type of thing. And I've always looked at teams that go into the season and they go, oh, this team is favored to win. But did you prepare for a guy to go down early in the season? If you didn't, then there you go. I mean, you could easily be like some of these other teams that thought they was going to, you know, be at the top, and then you fall four or five games back, and then you sort of tread water the whole season. You can't have that.
I guess my next question to you, though, Cliff, is how do you get someone else ready? So Assad is going out for his first assignment after dealing with a month and a half of an oblique injury from early spring training on. You have Wicks at AAA, and then you also have Colin Ray, who is a guy that's done both, been in the bullpen and started, but is only probably maxed out at 30 to 40 pitches right now. How do you get Ray to where he needs to be and still be able to use your bullpen properly to win games over the next two or three if you need Ray to be your starter?
Well, I think the big thing that's in their favor for me is how Council dealt with the bullpen last year. He pieced it together until guys got in a position where they could go out there and be, you know, extended more and so on and so forth. That, to me, is why you pay him the big bucks, for him to figure it out. See, there's responsibility and accountability, you know, for putting the right lineup out and get guys to go out there and give a effort consistently every single night on the managers. But when these type of situations come up, this is when you get paid the big bucks to figure it out, And, you know, it's for Jed and Carter to give them the right resources and the personnel and go, hey, this is what we're going to have to deal with. Tom Hotovy, you're going to have to take over and get guys to go out there and maybe do some things differently with the bullpen. But you have to step up and fill in. I've been on teams that have won still with losing the ace. It can happen. But the guy, you got to put these guys in the right position to be successful, one. And then hopefully you choose the right one from AAA to come up and give you quality starts. Wixie has done it. I would assume, you know, is his chance and his opportunity again to come up and assert himself and show why he belongs in the big leagues and not in Iowa.
Talking with Cliff Floyd from the Marquee Sports Network here on Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Certainly, Cliff, the offense has looked at times, with the exception of last night, capable of carrying the Cubs through whatever difficulties they may encounter with the pitching staff. Kyle Tucker, it's a season-long conversation about whether or not he's going to stay or go, but in the moment, in the season, what is it about, and from your perspective, you know how hitters are affected by having other stars or a star in the batting order. What's the Kyle Tucker effect on the rest of the batting order with the Cubs?
Man, that's a great question. You know, because we had a chance to talk to him a week ago, and they have these group chats now. Well, I think it's very cool. And he sent them, you know, just his perspective on how not chasing has allowed the whole lineup to be better. And when you think about how many runs they've scored, a ton, when you think about how they've hit with runners in scoring position, they hit close to 300, it's putting the pitcher behind the eight ball. It's using that pitcher to your disposal. And Kyle Tucker brought that presence to this lineup. That's the difference you want. And when you're building something, you have to build from a guy who understands what he's doing to be successful. And when I watch Kyle, it's like, if you don't pay attention to this, then why are you even playing? Because if you look at every count that he has, you're not going to be successful chasing. You just can't. It is impossible. I mean, I'll say Vladimir Guerrero is probably the only one, senior, right? He chased, he hit balls off the ground, out the ballpark. So it may be him, but when you think about Kyle and how he's been able to insert his presence on the whole lineup to say, hey, as a whole, if we move the line, we can just move the chain consistently, and then guys come through running the scoring position, it makes it easier. You don't, you're not in a pressure situation, we're always trying to drive in runs with two outs. So I think that in itself is why he's so important for this team. And I hated losing Belly. I thought, you know, Cody could have been, I don't know, I was like, figure out a way to keep Cody as well. But when you think about Kyle Tucker and what he's been able to do for this team, it's priceless.
Cliff, we turn to the bullpen now, and you realize that, you know, you look at power arms and you have no better view of that than watching the Dodgers bullpen work the last three innings last night and just, you know, mow down, you know, the Cub hitters with, you know, the guys that they have, which are outstanding there. And what's your interpretation so far of the Cubs bullpen? We know Presley's had to, you know, walk a little bit on the tightrope on many of his outings right now. How do you see that configuration working out, and what do you see for the future of that pen?
I've always felt like velocity at the back end is important, Bruce. If you're going to make me shake in my boots a little bit, you need 98 plus, you know, and with life on it. It's going to get on you quick. Like a consistent amount of velocity changes everybody's thought process. Most guys at the start of the game go, get the start out of here. Let's get to that bullpen. If you got a good one, no, you want the start as long as you can. You just kind of beat them, because once they get the lead, it's a wrap. I think with Presley, you're hoping he figures it out. I think the one thing that's changed for him that he has so much success with in his past is guys used to chase at his stuff in and out the zone. And now they're not chasing. Now they know that it's not going to be a strike, and the umpires are dialing in a little bit more, and anything off the plate a little bit, they're calling balls. I mean, how many times have we seen 3-0, 3-1 counts from him? We've seen a lot of it. So I don't necessarily know how long that leash is. I think when you have capable arms, you know, Porter Hodges' arm, if you can get Nate Pearson's arm right, you know, get couple guys back into that position where you can have roles defined, I think it makes it easier. And I don't know how that transition works. I'm not here to, you know, say Ryan Preston shouldn't be a closer. I'm here to say those precious three outs, you can ill afford to not get them. And you got to have the guy in that situation that you, that's assuring more consistency than what we've seen as far as, and yes, he's gotten out of some tight spots, but you're not going to get out of those situations more times than not. It's just not going to happen once you walk guys. And we've seen how that's happened and transpired, right? Walking through guys and then boom, eight runs in the inning, four runs in the inning. You're going to lose ball games that way.
Back to the offense. How hard is it for young players like, say, Matthew Shaw and Pete Crow Armstrong, who are struggling right now, to maintain that confidence, not to look at the numbers, to forget the at-bats before them when they're at the plate needing to come through? And what advice would you, as a veteran who has probably been through your own share of struggles at times and you overcame them, what advice might you have for them?
Well, it's the hardest thing of life, in my opinion. We struggle, you know, we stink a lot more than we're successful, right? Like, we're struggling, you know, you're going to fail. And all when you start hearing all these things, you're like, man, I need a therapist. Like, how am I going to get through the whole season this way? This is crazy. But then you try to slow the game down. And you never get complacent. And you're trying to slow the game down to the point where you're understanding who you are, what your personality is. Are you going to the lab? Are you understanding what the cage means? Because the cage just doesn't mean go down there and hit. What's my plan? What am I lacking? What am I perfecting and what am I lacking on? Because I can perfect, if I hit the middle end fastball, I can perfect that. What about the one middle way that they're going to throw 85% of the time? Can I put that ball in play and do some damage with it? Or can I put it in play to foul it off and get another pitch? So these are all the things, and then you have to sort of narrow it down and go, I need you to think about one thing today. Go in the on-deck circle and think about what pitch you're not going to miss. If it's going to be the 0-0 fastball, then you better hit it. Put your A swing on it and get after it. That's the game for me. Like, I had to do it that way. I couldn't sit there and go, well, I'm going to sit soft, and then when he throws a hard, you know, fastball, then I'm going to react to it. I couldn't do that. I would have been out the game in 2 years. But when you tell guys, hey, how about this? How about just see it and then allow yourself to put the swing that you know you can put on the baseball, put the A swing on it, and then leave it behind. Throw it away in the trash on the way back to the dugout after you've done something good or something bad, whatever the case may be. But you always have to put yourself in that position on the on-deck circle to see one thing, apply it to that bat, and keep it moving. That's what these guys have to do. It's the hardest thing to do, but it's the life of the game.
Cliff Floyd with us another few minutes. Cliff, of course, the analyst for Marquee Sports Network and MLB Network as well. Cliff, a startling number came out of the great numbers people at Marquee and Boog yesterday on the Marquee broadcast, that in the two rotations that were facing each other, you had the Dodgers rotation that averages the highest velocity in baseball, and you have the Cubs that average the lowest velocity in baseball. That came out of Boog's mouth last night, and it was startling because you saw a game that kind of highlighted that last night, where you had a really good pitcher in Boyd going and pitching well into the sixth inning, and then you had Yamamoto, who actually showed you why he's a $325 million pitcher last night by just throwing stuff that was unbelievable to go along with a 97-98 mile-an-hour fastball and a splitter and when he wanted it, you know, just a slider that was unhittable. What do you think of you know, rotation and the Cubs needing maybe that one more velocity guy to go along with the other good pitchers they have?
Yeah, well, I've always thought you need that one guy, or maybe even possibly two. And Bruce, I you know, when you think about, you know, some of these rotations out there, I've looked around the league, and Corbin Burns, you know, lost a couple ticks on his fastball, and I thought, what's the big deal that he pitches a contact? I don't think it's a big deal. I think if you have a good defense, the Cubs have three or four gold glovers out there, you know, in the field, pitch a contact. Okay, cool. You got to keep the ball in the ballpark. It's nothing wrong with not throwing 95 plus. It's about the location of the, you know, the lesser velocity? And can you do it consistently? I think when, you know, when you think about the pitch to Tommy Edman, that wasn't a bad pitch. It really wasn't. But, you know, nothing, you know, I mean, Randy Johnson's slider would have been down and dirty. He probably would have took his shin off, right? So I think when you look at lesser velocity, it's just about the control and the location of where you put in the baseball. I think the guys that get away with, you know, with missing location are the ones with higher velocity. I like those guys. I like guys that can get away with saying, hey, you know what? He goes 3-2. I need an out. I don't care who's in the box. Aaron Judge, you know, PK, you know, PCA. I don't care who's in the box. I need an out. He goes 97, 98. Can you hit it? If you hit it, cool. Tip my hat to you. But typically you're going to miss it because you're so amped up to hit it. You know, if you're throwing 88, 89 and you need an out, you better locate it. And I think that's the difference with, you know, with both of these rotations.
Cliff, great job. Really appreciate your time this morning. Look forward to talking to you next time.
No doubt. Thanks for having me, fellas.
Cliff Lloyd, Marquee Sports Network analyst, does a terrific job. I know you work with him regularly, Bruce, but boy, Cub fans are treated to his analysis on a regular basis, and he really has tremendous insight.
He doesn't pull any punches.
Right. That's
okay?
The thing that I really respect, because it would be easy to do that or to always – that would be your fallback, but he doesn't really.
Right. I just like the analysts who give you what they know and their experience, and they don't try to sugarcoat it, because they might work for Marquee, they might work for CHSN, that they're not thinking, well, I better not say it in this way because I might offend somebody. They're not ever looking to offend anybody. They're trying to tell you and what they know and give you the best analysis of it without you having to hesitate as to how you're listening to it and what you're getting.
He also brings the benefit of all that experience as a major leaguer that he, you know, he's one of the, he's from a local standpoint, he's one of the best success stories in, you know, this area's baseball.
No question. Yeah.
And then you look at all the different teams he plays for and all the different experiences he had, and he brings that to the studio every time he talks. So it's terrific.
Yeah. His track, playing, you know, 20 games in the South Suburbs, you know, 30 years ago in high school, and making it, you know, being a high draft pick of the Montreal Expos and having the career he does, it doesn't happen. There's not that many Chicago, public league or suburban league players that make it to Major League Baseball from those eras, because they didn't play the amount of games that they play now.
We will play our favorite game, Chin Music, when we come back. It's Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Score.
High and inside. Chin music. A little chin music. Take that hitter for a ride.
It's time for some chin music.
Hey, Yomp. How about a warning?
Sure. Watch out you don't get killed.
Because sometimes in baseball, you've got to send a strong message, especially when someone has it coming. Each Saturday, David and Bruce come in high and tight with a response to something that deserves one, like this.
I mean, I would definitely say so. You know, just velocity speaking, I would say Valdi's velo was a little bit down. I'd say everybody's velo was a little bit down that day. Just in general over this series, it's been that way just with the weather and stuff.
Welcome back inside the clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 The Score. Justin Steele talking about the weather on Monday night. Monday night, the Bears won 7-0 in bear weather. That was bear weather. The wind chill was in the teens.
It was barely tolerable.
I think it was 7th coldest game in Cub history. And Justin Steele out there, didn't matter. He threw 7 innings, 3 hits, 2 walks, 8 strikeouts. Masterful, I think you'd say. But you do wonder, and he was speaking aloud, the cold weather could have contributed to his arm injury. What do you think about that?
Well, he also said in the 5th and 6th inning, he told Tommy Hotovy that, you know, it was barking a little bit, but that he thought he could pitch through it. So when you're a pitching coach, when you're a manager, and you hear that rhetoric, do you automatically take him out? Or because you've known that he's pitched through these things before, you just let him go? I mean, you're in no man's land as a manager when you hear that type of, he's not asking out, but at the same time, he's doing what you ask him to do, and that is being honest about where he's at.
It's a tough balance to strike because you're talking about a pitcher who the Cubs know better than anybody else in their organization. He's been part of the organization since 2014. So he's also, with due respect to Shota Imanaga, but I do think that Justin Steele is, it's not a stretch to think that he's your best pitcher, or you can look at him in that way. He commands the respect. He delivers the results. If he says he wants to pitch, I think that you have to go along with him wanting to pitch.
Let's bring in another expert.
Okay.
A guy that was a guest on your show and Mully's show on Thursday. Let's get his opinion as to whether or not he was hurting differently this time.
Carter Hawkins on Thursday.
I think the Justin Steele news kind of took everyone for a little bit of a by surprise. Was this a pre-existing thing, or did he just come out of that start with a sore elbow?
I mean, kind of both. You know, obviously, it's the same injury as last year, or something that's been nagging him. So, you know, that happens with players. You know, where there's something that, you know, kind of pops up here and there, you know, throughout their careers, and Justin's no exception there. And you know, this one popped up. It's not something that had been hurting him in spring training. You know, he'd been in a really good place, and you know, we're hopeful that we caught it early and that we'll be able to get him back here soon. And you know, that's why we're taking a conservative route here.
He sounded hopeful. They're being conservative, but it also sounds like it was something that they were aware of, and it didn't catch him by surprise.
Is this Edbert Alzolay 2?
Oh, boy.
And taking you through it a little bit, the history of Alzolay was going back to September of 2023, and he had been the closer and a pretty dominant one up to that point. Mm-hmm. His elbow went south. He missed the rest of the year except that last game against Milwaukee where he came in for an inning, but he rehabbed his elbow during the spring. Came back last spring, had five outings where he blew five games, wasn't the same velocity, just people were all over him. And then very quickly after that,
I hope not, Bruce. I hope not. I hope this is just as, I hope it's something that he misses a couple starts and second opinion reinforces some of the optimism, but I don't think it looks that. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem to be trending that way.
Well, he's getting people out, okay? He was able to pitch seven innings. Is that the good news or the bad news? The good news, you know, would have been maybe coming out at the fifth. That's the ultimate second guess and really unfair to all participants, I think, because you have a competitive pitcher, you have a pitching staff and a manager that know that this guy, according to Hawkins, has pitched with soreness throughout the last couple of years and done it very well, although having to come out, you know, last September for a few weeks and miss there. So, you know, all your experience tells you that he's got a problem that's not going to go away.
Bottom line then. And this is, you have to play both sides of this. If it is a short period of time he misses, I think the Cubs bring him back and plug him in, and it's a long season. Justin Steele made 24 starts, I believe, last year, and you could still conceivably get 24 starts out of him. That's best-case scenario, I think. Worst case, what is the worst case? Justin Steele goes down. We know that he's getting a second opinion. Do your expectations that's a dumb question. How much do your expectations change? Because they will change. Without Justin Steele, you will have different expectations, I think, if you're looking at this objectively. How much do they change if he's not there?
Well, it changes a lot because when he's out there, and you and I talked about this off the air as well, he's one of the best pitchers in baseball the last 3 years. I mean, there's no question about it. All the numbers and all the eye tests will tell you that when he goes out there, he's hard to hit, and he's been one of the most consistent pitchers. The sad part is, you know, some injuries. He had the hamstring during the first start last year that cost him a month. So that was probably four or five starts. Then he had a couple starts that he missed because of the elbow. But you know, is this something that he can pitch through? That is the million or $10 million or $100 million question in the case of him and his future.
In the terms of his future and his contract situation, did any of these arm concerns prevent the Cubs from wanting to engage in a longer term contract extension talk with him?
I would say 100%. I would say because you know, you have a guy that still has 3 years of contract control left, so they don't have to approach this. I mean, they have him for a lot longer, even though he's been in the system for 10 years, I think, or 11. He didn't really make it to the majors until the early 20s and didn't establish himself until a couple of years ago. So they have plenty of time left on controlling him, but locking him up at age 29 with injuries to his elbow, you know, the last few years, doesn't make good business sense.
312-644-6767 if you are concerned about Justin Steele and the Cubs. Matthew Boyd last night gave the Cubs six innings, gave up just four hits, struck out seven. He was sharp, except for he made a mistake. Tommy Edman made him pay. And the rest was a history, a 3-0 victory for the Dodgers. Cubs lose the first game of a three-game series. Back at it tonight with Ben Brown on the mound. Ben Brown did not have command last time out. His stuff was pretty nasty. It was definitely moving, but he couldn't control it. What are your expectations tonight? Because this is one of those kids, that young players who you look at, Bruce, and the best thing about him, you might say, well, he's got a tremendous awareness, he's got a maturity, and he knows exactly everything that's going on around him. It also could be the one thing that works against him as well, because he's always going to be in that moment and realize sometimes that you wonder if that got the best of him last Sunday at Wrigley Field.
Well, you're facing one of the best lineups, if not the best lineup in baseball, okay, with the Dodgers. Probably the deepest lineup in baseball. And they're very, very, very good about making sure the pitcher throws strikes. So if Ben isn't in the strike zone early and the walks pile up, it could be a short night for him against the Dodgers. Again, his stuff really plays. I mean, the guy has a live arm. He's got a really good knuckle curve to go with a 96 or 97. So there's a lot of good signs in Ben Brown. The walks have been an issue, and it can't continue to be, especially against good teams like the Dodgers.
So Ben Brown tonight and then Jordan Wicks tomorrow night. The Cubs are going deep into their system, or going to the younger pitchers that trying to carry him through this
Are they real?
Are they sustainable? Is that sustainable?
I guess we're getting to the point, like we talked about the farm system being in the top five or six, right? Okay. Okay. You know, Shaw is having the usual struggles young players have.
Hit 200, Bruce.
They feel he's going
to
come out of it.
I want you to talk me into a happy place here.
So my bigger subject is the farm system a farm system, or are these people going to be real major league players?
I don't know.
That contribute
me down
for a long period of time.
I want to listen to Garrett Crochet to cheer up. It's like, this is really depressing. And the Cubs, the news on Justin Steele, I think, is sobering because of what it could lead to. I don't want to change the expectations for a 90-win season, but I just don't know how realistic that is with if he's not going to be pitching every fifth day.
Right. Developing pitchers, okay? That's going to be some of the key things that we will hear this year, and how Horton comes along and stays healthy. Position player-wise, the Cubs have done a really good job, not necessarily all with guys that they signed and developed, but Pete Crow Armstrong has been developed in the Cubs system. Okay, they made a great trade for Bush at first base. Amaya is from the Cubs system. He's come along and he's starting to look like a real major league catcher from the evidence of last year and
he looks
early
good
this year.
He does.
So
now
so
you're talking. Okay,
let's give
Carson Kelly. I like Carson Kelly,
right, but I'm talking about guys that are developing.
I'm sorry, I'm getting carried away.
And they've done a good job with it, okay? Shaw, is he the latest that's going to eventually show up and be one of those guys? And then, you know, you have the other guys, you know, starting to play better at AAA. Again, I'll take you back to what a former general manager told me 2 years ago, and he said, the difference between AAA now and the major leagues is so far different than it was 4 or 5 years ago before COVID. He said before COVID, everything was totally different. AAA had many more developed players. He said people don't realize that missed year of COVID for young players and drafting players and playing players is so huge 3, 4, 5 years down the line. And I think we're seeing some of that AAA dominating AAA is not a guarantee you're going to be a good major league ball player.
Just whatever you do, Bruce, don't look at the standings.
Okay.
Don't look at the standings yet. It's too early to realize that, oh, well, look, They're the Brewers. I thought they were supposed to stink this year. I thought that opening series against the Yankees meant they were going to stink, not be percentage points ahead of the Cubs. I know it's only April 12th, but still. There are the Brewers again, still. What? Why don't they ever get bad?
They have a good organization. They do really well signing, developing. They do make good decisions on bringing along players. They have a burgeoning superstar in left field. Their management's good. You know, Murph is a good baseball man. He's running that team.
Speaking of the standings, the Bulls locked up their spot in the NBA standings. They will be the ninth seed in the play-in round, and tickets are on sale now for the Bulls and the Heat Wednesday night at the United Center, round one of the NBA postseason with a trip to the playoffs on the line. Go to bulls.com/postseason for all things Bulls postseason, including info and tickets, watch parties, much more. Dates and times will be determined, and you will be there Wednesday. It's Wednesday against the Heat, Bulls and Heat at the UC.
Do you like the City Connect unis, and are you waiting for the White Sox one to come out?
I do not like the City Connect jerseys or the unis.
Well, wait till you see the White Sox one.
They look like the Bulls, right? Those are the ones that look like the Bulls. You know where I stand on jerseys. Now you're getting me grumpier again. I don't like these jerseys. I think the Cubs powder blues, nice for novelty, but in 10 years we're going to say, why were they wearing softball uniforms? Money. Yes, I know, as Bruce makes the money sign. Money, 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 money. But I know. Don't have to like them. Got me grumpy again. I was just getting out of that good mood, bad mood. We'll be back to wrap things up here Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We're back with more Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce Levine and David Haw on Sports Radio 670 The Score and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Back here to wrap things up. So, Bruce, on the South Side, the Sox and the Sox play each other. Boston versus Chicago, White Sox, Red Sox. We talked about Chase Meidroth making his major league debut. That was cool.
It was.
The Sox explode for 11 runs. That was cool. Luis Robert Jr. batting second. He was 1-for-3 and is now hitting a robust 167. How important is it for him to get hot, and how likely is it for that he will be moved before the deadline, given his slow start?
Two really good questions, maybe three. He has to hit. I think he will hit, and he has to hit a lot and stay healthy to be able to be traded, okay? I don't think it's going to be much before the deadline. He's got a $20 million deal this year. I'm sorry, $15 million this year, two $20 million options, which is nothing for a star player, right?
Right.
$55 million for 3 years control, chump change.
It's a pittance relative to other stars.
So he is the iteration of 2023. Somebody's going to get a great deal. They're going to get a superstar player.
Can a player like that just lose it, though?
I don't think so.
Okay. You hope not.
I just don't think so. I mean, unless his legs and his body has been beaten up to a point where we're starting to notice he can't cover ground anymore, he can't run anymore. He was stealing a lot of bases at the end of last year to the point where they told him, stop doing that. We don't need you to get hurt stealing bases.
He needs to stay healthy because the Sox are out of outfielders who have professional experience. Mike Tauchman went down. That was hard to watch. Mm-hmm. Andrew Benintendi out with his latest injury, the adductor strain. And Luis Robert Jr. has got to stay on the field.
Are the White Sox going to draw a million?
13,300 last night. They will draw a million.
I think there was 1-3 last year, which was the lowest since 99, right?
Mm-hmm.
But White Sox fans, if they can see the young players – like Meidroth, like, Montgomery, both Montgomerys starting to come through. They're going to come out to the ballpark.
Kyle Teal, anyone?
They're going to come out.
Kyle Teal, anyone?
They'll come out.
Maybe.
It's not like if you're a White Sox fan, I'm going to start rooting for the Cubs, okay?
Bruce, have I told you about the cake shake? Have you tried the cake shake?
There's a lot of good reasons to go to the ballpark on the south side.
The cake shake's one of them.
Okay.
I like the cake shake.
White Sox fans are from Missouri. Show me.
Show me. And they have to get a chance to show them today. Martin Perez on the mound. It's a 3:00 first pitch on the South Side. The Cubs, Dodgers tonight, right here on The Score. You want to be here for that. It's 8:10 first pitch. Pat and Ron and Zach have it all. Bruce, thank you for lining up everything today. Tyler Farengold, thank you for doing what you do behind the glass. This was a lot of fun.
People can follow me on X, unless it's being taken down at this moment. I don't know. At MLB Bruce Levine on our website, 670thescore.com. On Mullion Hall all week and all our great shows, reporting Cubs and Sox. David, thanks so much. It was fun.
Thank you all who listened and texted and contributed to the show. We'll talk to you next time. It's Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.